Okay, now we're cooking. That's down by Lubbock, and you say these pirates have captured it, huh?
Yes, and unless they're stopped, they will find...
He leaned forward and dropped his voice to a whisper.
The treasure.
No kidding. The treasure, huh?
Shh! Not a word. Not a word to anyone. This must be kept secret.
Oh, sure, but you don't need to worry about me blabbing things around. I'm in the security business, don't you know? And we keep secrets all the time.
Good. It mustn't leave this room.
Room? I glanced around and saw a tree, several birds, and a lot of buffalo grass. This guy was definitely a little strange. Okay, so where are we with this deal? Jake cut his eyes from side to side.
I must return to Madagascar at once. Otherwise, the treasure will be lost.
Good point. Now, Jake, listen to me. I want you to go to Magdalena.
Madagascar.
Whatever. And I might be able to help you, but first we have to get unhitched.
You mean the rope?
Yes, I mean the rope. Only it's baling twine, not rope.
I don't care.
Good, neither do I. So let's mush on. Slim won't untie us until he sees us walking around together and thinks we've become pals.
Do you have a plan for this?
Sure. He's working down at the corrals. If we can figure out how to walk down there together, maybe he'll cut us loose.
It might work.
Of course it'll work. Then you can take off for Magna Carta.
Madagascar.
Look, buddy, I'm having a little trouble with the name. Don't get your nose out of joint. He stared at me with those veiled eyes.
There's nothing wrong with my nose. I have a brilliant nose. I've won many shows. I was offered a position as professor of quail.
Yeah, and my name's Lulu.
What?
Nothing. Let's try to walk down to the corrals. It wasn't as easy as you might suppose, walking together as a team. I did my part, but every once in a while, Dr. Dingbat would start wandering off, and we would get ourselves into another tug of war. The guy had no common sense. None. Zero. Professor of Quail. What a joke. It took him a while to get the pattern down, but at last he figured out that if we walked side by side, the deal would work. And by the time we reached the corrals, everything was hunky-dory. A careless observer might have thought we'd become the best of pals. Huh. I couldn't wait to get rid of the pest. The sooner he left for Malagasper, the better I'd like it.